condition the woman suffers in the midst of plenty. She has lots of follicles which should give eggs, but unfortunately, because of some hormonal disturbances, ovulation does not take place. And then it could be that the tubes are also blocked. If the tubes are blocked, unfortunately,
what could block the tubes?
There could be, it could be due to infections. Maybe the woman has had infections that she was not even aware of, or aware of, but she just took one or two capsules of maybe some antibiotics and then she left it because she felt better. So that could block the tubes. We have some people who have done, some women who have done some surgeries in the past, and they have what we call adhesions. Adhesions are like scar formation, whereby the scar blocks. The tubes are just tiny, like the size of a needle. That's what the tubes look like, and then the adhesions block the tubes. And if that happens, you know, some of our colleagues talk about flushing the tubes and all that. It's most of the time it's not effective. We just tend to waste the time of that client. Wow. So what we advise is, if that happens, that woman should just go for in vitro fertilization, IVF, where that is actually the purpose why IVF came to be, whereby there's no connection or the meeting point between the egg and the sperm. The tubes are blocked. The woman is ovulating, eggs are coming out, but there's no meeting point. So what we do in IVF, when we do IVF, is we get the eggs out of the woman without surgical operation. We're not going to open her up at all. And then we get the man's sperm, inject the eggs with the sperm cells outside the body in the lab. And we have well-equipped lab where that is done. And then we culture for 5 days. And then the woman comes in again, we transfer like 2 embryos back into the woman, and implantation takes place in the cavity of the womb. So for tubal blockage, I'm emphasizing this because I've seen people who have wasted years while they were still ovulating. They didn't come forward to say, oh, the tubes are blocked, this is the way forward. They keep flushing the tubes and all that, and then by the time they now come to us for care, they are, the age is, I mean, they are advanced in age. The woman is no more ovulating, or the quality of the eggs would have gone so low that we need things like donor eggs for them to help.
Okay.
So for that, that is what we advise. And then for the womb, in the womb, we have factors that can also affect implantation, which is what happens when conception takes place. It could be that, and I know you've talked about that, uterine fibroids. It is important when it is inside the cavity of the womb, whereby it can disturb implantation. So if that is the case, we advise that type of fibroid should be removed. How and how it is removed is also important. They may not need to open up the woman. It can be done what we call hysteroscopically, whereby they just view from the vagina into the cavity and then they get it out.
Okay.
And also we have things like polyps. Polyps are also like fibroid, but they are smaller. But if they are within the cavity of the womb, it could disturb implantation. So those ones to remove also should be removed.
Okay. So those are the surgical removal options that we have.
Exactly.
For infertility.
Exactly.
Are there other methods that we can use to help a woman who needs a child?
Yes. Like for women who are not ovulating, they may need some hormonal medications, supplements that could help with the ovulation. Like the polycystic ovarian syndrome I talked about, some of them will do well on metformin. When they take metformin, it helps. Sometimes they may also need some surgical procedure whereby they reduce the number of follicles within those ovaries, which will also help them in ovulation. Yes, in them ovulating. So those are things that can be done. And for women who are not ovulating too, it could be like in PCOS, they could also need IVF, whereby you stimulate them to get the follicles, the eggs out, and then we fertilize and then give them back the embryos.
What are some of the things you notice that are absolute do not do's? Don't do them. But you've noticed that maybe people are doing, or that is a mentality that can affect
their fertility.
Yes.
There's a campaign we usually go for that we talk about, especially on the 14th of February, whereby people talk about love in the hair and all that. We tell them they should keep fertility simple and safe. You know, I talked about things that can block the fallopian tubes. That's key. Infection. But it's better you have just one partner, or you abstain till the time you have your own partner. And what that means is it reduces the incidence of infection. Now, if infection takes place or happens, women should seek medical advice. They shouldn't just go to chemist or pharmacy to buy medications, buy, you know, you see people buying Ciproflux, buying all that, and then they want to take, you know. So we advise them to seek medical advice. Go to the clinic, be tested to see what exactly is the cause of the infection so that that can be taken care of.
The treatment of infertility, especially in our climes here, how affordable are they?
Now, before it becomes like getting to IVF, we have other things I've mentioned, like in a woman who has fibroids, the fibroids should be taken care of, and the woman most of the time will conceive. And for those ones that are not ovulating, with one, identifying the cause, why is the woman not ovulating? If that has happened, and then she takes some medications, some of them, maybe take some medication that can help with the ovulation, they ovulate and then they conceive. And then for the fallopian tubes, I've said that over and over again, any woman with blocked tubes, the two tubes are blocked, the solution is IVF if it is confirmed that the tubes are blocked.
Okay. Before you go on, let's just quickly reel out the phone numbers in case you're listening and you have questions for my doctor in the studio here. It's 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. I'll take that one more time. That's 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. It's Health Connect. We're talking infertility in women, and we're looking at issues that surround that. So if you have questions, maybe something you've noticed and we forward, or you have just general questions about infertility, you can call in to ask Doctor. You're listening to Radio 103.5 FM, your news, talk and sports radio station. Okay, in the treatment of infertility women, sometimes I hear that age matters in the kind of treatment that you receive. Can you talk about that?
Yes, like what I mentioned earlier, that women, let me just give you this overview. Like a baby girl at birth will have about 1.5 million eggs in there. I usually tell women that
at birth,
yeah, that women don't produce eggs. What you're doing is you're releasing what you have in there. Men produce sperm cells, but women don't produce eggs. So at birth, all the eggs you will need in life, they are there. And then by the time that woman attains what we call menarche, that's the age at which she starts seeing her menstrual period, the number of eggs would have gone down to between 200,000 and 500,000. On a monthly basis, this lady is not losing just one or two eggs. She loses, because as one egg, or one follicle, which should contain an egg, becomes dominant. That's a dominant follicle that will give an egg for that cycle. As it's coming up, other follicles will also come with it. But those other follicles will just go off, they disappear. And that one becomes the dominant follicle. But they don't go back to the pool.
They just disappear.
They disappear. We call it, they become arthritic. So they don't show up again. They have gone with that cycle. Like the people that die with the king.
So
they go with the queen, and then the dominant follicle comes out as a winner in that cycle, and then ovulation takes place. So by the time a woman is 35, the number of follicles or eggs that will be left would have gone down. And it is also important we know that nature is perfect. The way nature has done it is that the best follicles come out first. So the quality of what is left would also go down.
Okay.
And that is why we advise, the moment you're unable to achieve conception, you are getting towards 35, please go on time to see a gynecologist, and then you'll be assessed, and then you'll be advised on the best way to go. And if you're told that the tubes are blocked, don't waste time saying, oh, we want to flush, my doctor said we'll flush the tubes. It's not advisable. That woman needs IVF.
A quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with our talk. We will we'll continue on to our talk. We won't be able to go over until 12 as planned this morning. Today we have a little talk on Lent for you, but of course we still have a lot of time to talk with doctors, so you can call in on 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172.
Looking good is not just about what you wear. It is also about what you eat and drink. Living a healthy life can be a big deal. So stay connected and get informed on various health issues, plus tips to always put you up and about with Health Connect on Radio 1, 103.5 FM.
All right, thank you so much, Inadi. She's asking if it's possible for someone to be born barren.
Okay, thank you, Inadi. It's actually possible, and what that means is that...
Wait, let me pause you a bit, sorry. Okay. Let's take this other one, we can answer the questions together. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, Mr. Paul from Igondo. All right, let's start with Tinade's question.
Yeah, Tinade asked if it is possible to be born barren. See, for women, let me start with the... We are talking about female infertility today. Now, for the woman, it is possible that we have what we call congenital issues. We have some women that are born without womb. It has to do with some chromosomal abnormalities. And we have some women that are born without the ovaries. So such women, that means there won't be ovulation. And if it is just the womb, that means there will be ovulation, but
there won't be, to go.
The container is not there. So it's possible for women
to be born barren.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mr. Paul's question.
But for such women, there's hope.
There is?
There's hope for them. So if a woman is born without the ovaries but has the womb, such a woman just needs donor eggs with the husband's sperm and they will conceive. And if it is the womb, we have what you call surrogacy now, so they can also be helped.
Okay. So it's not an all is lost situation?
No, 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 at all. At all.
What about the 10 years issue?
Yeah, this couple, this just like what I mentioned, 10 years is a long time. That woman would be, let's assume she got married at 20. Let's say 20. Now she's about 30. So what they need to do is to go to a fertility clinic. They need to go to a fertility clinic. You know, so
he said they've been to the doctor and they were declared okay.
Yes, they've gone to doctors, but conception has not taken place. They've not achieved conception. The goal has not been achieved. Now, sometimes, you know, I talked about what, like an overview of how conception takes place. Ovulation, then fallopian tube. The egg does not just move within the fallopian tubes. The egg moves with the help of what you call like cilia, like it's like hair-like processes, moving the egg down the fallopian tube. And after fertilization, that same thing happens to move the fertilized egg into the womb. So if what's HSG that most people do, which is hysterosalpingogram, what it checks is the patency of the tube. It does not test or check the functionality. So that is why we say what we even call unexplained. There's what we call unexplained infertility. You know, I mentioned that about 10%. It could actually be that the tubes are patent, but functionally there's a defect.
Okay.
So that's why I said they should go to a fertility clinic where, for now, there's nothing to check for that. But for such women, they need help. They need assistance. which should be done as soon as possible.
Okay, all right. So Mr. Paul from Igon, if you're still not, if you're that close to the couple, maybe you should encourage them to go back and see a fertility clinic this time around, a fertility doctor. All right, it's 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. We don't actually have any more time as it is, but before we go, I want you to just quickly give us, apart from all these medical issues, is there anything that a woman can do to herself that makes issues worse?
Yeah, let me quickly start with diet. You know, we usually talk about weight, ideal weight for women to conceive. Mm-hmm. Now, if the weight is less than BMI, we talk about the body mass index, not just the weight in isolation.
Okay.
Height is also important. So we talk about the body mass index of less than 18. Such a woman needs to eat more to add more weight for conception to take place. And then for women who are also obese, having body mass index of more than 32, they also have to lose some weight for conception. Some of them is just by weight loss and then the active conception. The lifestyle modification, people who smoke, it affects the age of their ovaries.
The age of the ovaries.
They may be 32 years old and then the ovaries are about 40 because of smoking. Yeah. So smoking has adverse effects on the follicles or the eggs. It depletes the quality and even the quantity of the follicles.
Okay, we have to round off at this point, but just to let you know that if you have questions and clarifications, you of infertility women, maybe you're just bothered, you can send an SMS only, please, to 0810-460-7791. That's 0810-460-7791. Once you call that number, you'll be attended to. A very big thank you to my guest, Dr. Bamidele Babatunde, a fertility physician at Bridge Clinic Ikeja. I really appreciate you for coming.
You're welcome.
Two times now. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Health Connect will make a return next week, and next week we'll be talking about infertility in men. I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in that. So infertility in men for next week, Wednesday at 11:15. I'm Olawomi Akon, being produced by Bumi Yekini. To enjoy your day.